This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's the top 10 ways to ruin a wedding.
Do you DJ weddings?
I do. Oh, I do. All sorts of weddings, parties, everything.
Wow.
So we'll start off here with number 10. Get drunk and sing Frank Sinatra at your coworker's wedding.
You did that.
Yep, have.
Yeah.
Number 9, yell, I object.
Well, yeah. You were afraid I was going to do that, didn't you? You warned me. So, Dad, please don't do that.
I thought, you know, I was making a joke. Doc Medic would be like, that was the only thing that he was going to do. Number 8, propose and make that bad boy about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Great news. I'm getting married.
Number 7, if you're pregnant, stand up mid-ceremony and say, when were you planning on telling her about us?
Make it easy. I like that one.
Make it easy. Number 6, stand in the middle of the dance floor during the first dance.
Yeah.
Even better. Take video. Go right up. Right up to them.
And just as they're doing their first dance.
Yep. Take video on your phone.
Okay.
Yep. Number 5 of the top 10 ways to ruin a wedding. One big old finger scoop of frosting off the cake. Just the whole.
And you know this because you're a wedding DJ.
I am, yeah. I've seen lots of stuff. Number 4, bring 5 uncontrollable toddlers.
Yeah.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, the first wedding that I DJ'd this year.
You DJ weddings?
I do. Yeah. They had like 12 toddlers.
That's good.
Running around chasing each other.
Yeah.
Waddling, whatever they do. Number 3, show up wearing white. I have a wedding today, and I told you, I grabbed my button down on my way out, and I was like, oh, no. I grabbed my white one.
Why can't you wear white?
I don't think that's right.
Are you wearing a veil with it?
No.
That's the only time I think it would be appropriate. If you're wearing a veil,
it doesn't matter. I'm still running down to Walmart and picking up a different shirt.
You do weddings?
I do. Number 2, start laughing as they say their vows. Oh, my God. You actually think they love you?
Yeah. Is that the best you can do?
Finally, number 1. The top 10 ways to ruin a wedding. Right after they get married.
Mm-hmm.
Shout, guys, the DNA results are in your siblings. Just absolutely ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a friend call us, and she said, you cannot use her name, and can you change your voice a little bit? And so we do have Mitzi Rosenblatt on with us right now. So we changed Mitzi's pitch a little bit. And Mitzi, what happened at your wedding with your mother-in-law?
At my wedding, my mother-in-law, I wore an off-white color. She wore the exact same color that I wore.
Ooh!
But wait a minute. Isn't that always discussed prior to the wedding? Like, you know, for
not
example, Michelle found out Amanda wanted her to wear.
Yeah.
And so she wore the color Amanda wanted her.
But there's last minute changes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are. There's all sorts of last minute. And a lot of things can ruin a wedding.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.